Pod Quiz 1059. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1059. A couple of thank yous before we start. First off, thanks to Melinda and Jeff for their PayPal donation. And thanks to Charles, who came up with the idea for round two this week.
Round one.
We start this week with an annual anthems music round, so there are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title, and for number five, you need to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question one. Question two.
Trying to measure your intention. What do you want from me? How much will it be?
No more than you wanted to
give. Yeah,
yeah. Sure, ain't nothing for this good love.
All right. And I won't make you promises. I'll just do all I can to be your lover. Cause I understand.
Now you're talking like you never change.
Question three.
The more you talk, the more things sound the same. What makes you think you can't just walk back into her love? Got a good back. Oh. I just sit back and watch you make a fool of yourself. Cause then you're just wasting your time. Oh.
Question four.
Sorry, they gotta disappear. Let's get the rock out of here.
Sunday weekend, up all night, in at the deep end, hang on tight. Won't take a minute, won't take long. So get on in it, come on, come on, come on.
Question five.
Please tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round two.
Round two is on Smiths.
Question six.
What is the name of a craftsperson who creates objects primarily from wrought iron or steel by forging the metal?
Question seven.
Which group of museums, education and research centres created by the US government is named after its founding donor, British scientist James Smithson?
Question 8.
For how long has the rock band Aerosmith been touring? 32 years, 54 years or 60 years?
Question 9.
Who was the lead singer of the band The Smiths from 1982 to 1987?
Question 10.
Born in 1723, which Scottish economist and philosopher is sometimes known as the father of economics?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on cartoon characters. You're about to hear five short clips of cartoon characters speaking, and for each I'd like you to tell me their name.
Question 11.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, contrary to what you've just seen, war is neither glamorous nor fun. There are no winners, only losers. There are no good wars, with the following exceptions: the American Revolution, World War II, and the Star Wars trilogy. If you'd like to learn more about war, there's lots of books in your local library, many of them with cool, gory pictures. Well, good night, everybody. Peace, man.
Question 12.
Well, are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
Yes.
Really?
No!
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
No, we are not!
Are we there yet?
No!
I'm gonna just stop talking! But this is taking forever. Shrek, and ain't no in-flight movie or nothing.
Question 13.
John made my favorite 7-layer lasagna cake. I hope he put in plenty of mozzarella. Wait a minute. John worked very hard on this cake. It would be wrong of me to gobble it all down. I'll just cut a modest-sized slice.
Question 14.
Okay, bro. Calm down. All right, let's try one of those exercises like last time. All right, close your eyes. Deep breath in. Be in your body. I know what you've been through, and I know that you are strong. I was in your head, remember? Okay, I'm only going to say this once, so pay attention. Gotham needs Batman, and I get that now. So your little secret is safe with me. That and, like, doctor-patient confidentiality, that whole thing.
Question 15.
By the power of Grayskull!
Here it comes again!
Round 4.
The final round this week is transport.
Question 16.
The Trans-Siberian Highway is the world's longest road within a single country that does not form a loop. In which country is it?
Question 17.
What does the abbreviation SUV stand for in the context of transport?
Question 18.
Which is the world's oldest continuously operating airline? Is it Aeroflot, Boeing, or KLM?
Question 19.
The Panama Canal connects the Pacific Ocean to which sea?
Question 20.
Which mode of transport did Carl Drais invent in 1817? I shall be back in just over a minute with the answers after Rondo by Andrew Christopher Smith.
And now, the answers.
Number 1 is Jump by Chris Cross. Number 2 was Luther Vandross and Janet Jackson with The Best Things in Life Are Free. Number Number three was My Lovin' You're Never Gonna Get It by En Vogue. Number four was Let's Get Rocked by Def Leppard. And number five, the year was 1992.
Round two.
Round two was on Smiths. And the answer to number six, the craftsperson who creates objects from wrought iron or steel is a blacksmith. Number seven, James Smithson was the founding donor of the Smithsonian Institution. Number eight, Aerosmith have been touring for 54 years. Number nine, the lead singer of the Smiths was Morrissey. And number 10, that Scottish economist known as the father of economics was Adam Smith.
Round three.
Round three was cartoon characters, and the answer to number 11 was Bart Simpson.
Well, good night, everybody. Peace, man.
Number 12 from Shrek was Donkey. Shrek and ain't no in-flight movie. Number 13 was Garfield.
I'll just cut a modest size slice.
Number 14 was Harlequin. And number 15 was He-Man.
Round 4.
Round 4 was on transport, and the answer to number 16, the Trans-Siberian Highway, is in Russia. Number 17, SUV, stands for Sport Utility Vehicle. Number 18, the world's oldest continuously operating airline is KLM. Number 19, the Panama Canal connects the Pacific Ocean with the Caribbean Sea. And number 20, Carl Dreis invented the earliest version of a bicycle. Well, that's it for Pod Quiz 1059. Thank you very much for listening, and as ever, I do hope you enjoyed it. We have just one message this week. Happy birthday to Charlotte from Genevieve. Next week is Pod Quiz 1060, and being divisible by 10 means there is a prize round with a chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt. So I hope you can join me next week for that. Until then, bye now.